The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
I'm going for the Republicans, and I hope that they take it over and gain control, because we need some major changes in Washington. We really do. And it's got to start here. It's got to start at this level. It's been 9 years. They cut her hours to 25 hours per week when she used to work 40 hours. So there's people going back to work, but they're not going back to work as full-time workers.
All right, what's it going to be? We'll know at least some of the answers to those questions that you heard there from various people talking about how they see the elections coming down and what it means to them, hoping for Republicans. That was one comment. The other, probably hoping for a Democrat talking about minimum wage, because minimum wage is a measure on the ballot in several states of jacking it up to a much bigger heights than it is currently in many of the states. Here across the board. Welcome to America Tonight, Kate Delaney. It is the mayhem before the messiness of the midterm elections. And it could be messy for some, and it could be pure elation for others. It's the point where it all culminates after you've worn down the shoe leather, done a ton of speeches, shook, theoretically, lots of hands, and sat and listen to massive analysis from the campaign people swirling around telling you what you need to do. Campaigning is big business now more than ever, certainly for Senate seats and congressional seats, those running for governor, and even those running for state offices. Politics now more than ever, I think, has just become a giant, giant cull of information, misinformation, massive ads and debates, lots of talking heads and policies and analyzing what could happen with those policies. And sometimes you have to really drill it down to get to sift through that information, to get to the bottom of what this person who is running is really all about. More handlers than ever. More layers to go through. But at the end of the day, after all the votes are in, and if there isn't a runoff, it just comes down to who's in and who's out. And I wonder, would Mitch McConnell find himself in a situation where it's like shock and awe when he wakes up and doesn't have his seat at the table any longer? Is that a possibility? It seems to me like a remote possibility. And in fact, McConnell is pulling away from the challenger now, Allison Lundgren Grimes, in the final stretch of the race, at least according to the polls. And Grimes got a lot of help from people in Washington, got a lot of PAC money, had the Democrats really pushing in her direction. And they are definitely rivals, Grimes and McConnell. There's not a lot of love lost there. He's trying to lock up a sixth term, and he wants to be the majority leader if the Republicans take the Senate. The campaigning is still going on. I mean, this is it. Grimes says that the McConnell campaign has hit rock bottom, that they are desperate, that they are doing voter intimidation, that it's wrong. Because they sent out a mailer that says election violation notice in caps across the front. And it goes on to accuse Grimes of spreading fraudulent information to voters. And they blanketed every place they could find in Kentucky to send it to. And over the weekend, McConnell defended the flyer, saying it's absolutely appropriate. It says it just reflects what she's been doing on the air. So controversial flyers have been flying in a lot of different directions. Grimes defended her mailer and said that McConnell's record speaks for itself. And in her mailer, she accused McConnell of targeting the president and the community and leading an effort to take away the right to vote. And on the flyer, it features a black family and then those words accusing McConnell. The McConnell campaign shot back and said it was a reckless attempt to sow racial divisions among Kentuckians with false information. So they're both pointing the proverbial finger at each other. The Real Clear Politics average of polls shows McConnell with more than a 7-point lead. The Rothberg political report also moved the race from lean Republican to Republican favored. And the NBC News Marist poll on Sunday heading into the week showed McConnell has hit 50% and opened up a 9-point lead on Grimes. 9-point lead is pretty darn big. Now, think of McConnell, 6-termer, and think of him as the majority leader. How do you feel about McConnell being the majority leader? Of course, we are stepping ahead of ourselves. Seems like Harry Reid has been in that job forever. He's like a piece of the petrified forest. I mean, seriously. And can you imagine he has a grip on that gig? But McConnell's been gaining ground, and certainly the Republicans are gaining at least the perception of being the winners. They've gained that ground, and does it really actually pay off when people go to vote? And remember, Grimes became the candidate after Hollywood star Ashley Judd didn't want to take on McConnell. Decided, nah, I'm not going to do that, because there was a brief little moment where Judd was going to do that. But that's ancient news. It's just about Grimes and McConnell now. And at the top of the list for the people voting in Kentucky, energy legislation, the border, all that kind of stuff. Economic security, which is number one. So we'll see. McConnell's either at the end of the line or he's still chugging along. I think he wins it. I think the polls are right, and it's still going to be close, but I think he has enough to push himself over the top. If he doesn't, that's a major upset, and that is where a lot of coverage will go on election night. If it's really, really tight and too close to call, it will absolutely be one of the key races that are looked at throughout the evening. Coming up next on America Tonight, we thought we'd take a break from politics for a minute and talk to a great lady, Terry Barnes, about her new book. She talks all about the military, being a military wife and military families and what that's like, because we're getting closer and closer to Veterans Day. You don't want to miss it. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We know Veterans Day is coming up, and boy, do we have a great story for you. Terry Barnes is the editor of a book that I could not put down, Stories Around the Table, Laughter, Wisdom, and Strength in Military Life. She's also the author, by the way, just to throw this in, of Spouse Calls, Messages from a Military Life. What's interesting is she writes a weekly military family column for something I love, Stars and Stripes, and it's called Spouse Calls. So you may have heard of Terry, and boy, she certainly knows what military life is like. She's a military daughter and a wife of an active duty airman. Terry, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for having me.
So, you know, I went through a little bit of your resume in a way because, especially Stars and Stripes, I know so many of our listeners can relate to it and get it and all that kind of stuff. And you talk about real things in your column. What was it that prompted you to become a journalist and to really delve into what you know, military life?
Oh, well, I've been a journalist since before I got married, and so it was easy to meld that passion for telling the story into the life that I know. And just having had so many experiences in military life from the time I was born, really my earliest memory is from my dad coming home from Vietnam, that it was an easy choice, I guess I'm saying.
Yeah. And I said that the latest is the Stories Around the Table. And what can people expect from Stories Around the Table? What are you trying to do? Connect people through the storytelling?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Stories are really what connect us. And if we know anything in military life, we know that because we meet each other and we immediately say, how long have you lived here? And where did you live before? And we just begin pulling each other's stories out of one another. What are your experiences and how many kids do you have? And really, whether we're military or civilian, this is how we connect.
Yeah,
so
boy, no
we know
kidding.
That stories connect us. When you sit around the table with someone, that's what you do. You tell stories and that's how we connect. And so that's the purpose of this book, to connect not only military people with each other, but also to connect the military community with the civilian community, as we hope that people will read this book and connect with our stories and know more about military life.
What do you think people would be surprised to learn about military life if they have no experience with it?
Well, I think they might be most surprised to learn that it's not that different from their life, that there are the nuances of military life are that what the life that we live just affects everything we do. Our life is not just about moving and deployment. Military members have the same kinds of life experiences as civilians, just with the overlay of deployment and moving. In some ways, we're very different, but in some ways, we're not different at all. And this book illustrates both of those things. For example, we have stories about infertility. There's a woman in the book who writes about her infertility experience and what that's like as a military couple when you have to move and you have to find new healthcare providers. And so there's the story about school choices and how parents choose whether to homeschool or whether to use a public school and how they help their kids adapt to new schools. There's stories about marriage and communication. So all of those things are not unique to military life. These stories are unique to military life because they're told by military members and how that looks in the context of military life or by military families and members. But the experiences that we have are not from outer space. They're the same experiences that people have in civilian life as well. So I think that's probably a surprise to people who read the book.
So you collected 40 different authors' stories, and boy, it must have been fascinating to put that collection together. What was that like for you in compiling it all, and did you learn some interesting stories along the way, I bet?
Oh, I really did. I really did. Karen Pavlison, who's the publisher at Elvarasa, had first had the idea for this book and approached me about editing the collection. And we thought we'd have 20 or 25, and we ended up with more than 40, as you know. And when those stories started rolling in, the enormity of the task I had undertaken as an editor really hit me. And I spent hours and days sitting at my own table, which is where I usually work, just reading those stories and editing them. And the writers shared their lives so transparently, and it was humbling to me that they entrusted us with these precious glimpses into their lives. And somehow, even in the early stages, I think these writers understood the bigger picture and the impact that their stories could make in this collection. And the challenge for me as an editor was to create the book as a cohesive whole while preserving the voices of the authors as individuals, because we have stories that are funny. For example, Molly Gross, who's a Marine wife and her other job is a stand-up comedian, she wrote a hilarious story about how laughter helped her cope with her husband's deployment. Julie LaBelle is a military mom, and she wrote a very poignant story about how her children coped and what she wished she had noticed in the midst of her husband's deployment. And Christine Schellhaus, who is also a Marine spouse, wrote about the death of her toddler and how it changed her determination to live for him as well as for herself. And she wrote something, in fact, I marked it because she wrote something really poignant about her husband who left for deployment not long after their son died. And she writes, "Now he, her husband, was in Afghanistan and losing his Marines to war. Each time he wrote a letter to a fallen Marine's parents, he too bled. He knew what it was like to lose a son." So these kinds of things, you know, parents everywhere can relate to grief. So these stories are just, they're taken in a context of military life, but they're common to all of us. And it was just amazing to me to see these stories and to be entrusted with them.
Yeah, good for you. It's so interesting. Like I said, it's very tough to even put down once I got the book. How does the book benefit the military community? Because we have a lot of people listening, I'm sure, that are going to be interested in picking up the book. How does the book help the military families?
Well, right up front, I'm sorry, go ahead. Did you say something? Right up front, the authors agreed to forgo their royalties so the funds could be used to benefit military families. So instead of royalties, a portion of the proceeds from the sales of the book are dedicated to Operation Homefront, which is an organization that helps service members and families and veterans in all kinds of ways. So that's one way that it benefits the military community. But it also benefits the military community by getting our stories out there, by connecting us with each other. As I mentioned, for military families reading the book, they can see these stories, see how this writer has coped with the situation, and get hope and inspiration for their own situation. So it connects us with support within the military community, and it connects us with civilians, with the civilian world, just by getting our story out there. So that's different. You know, it has a very practical benefit to the military community, and then a more esoteric, I guess, an ongoing story that we're trying to put out there about the military community.
Yeah. Wow. And in telling these stories, it comes to mind. I know so many people, when they listen, and we've had lots of soldiers on, and then there's soldiers who are deployed and they're away, and people want to know, Terry, what they can do to help families at the holidays or really any time of the year. I think there's a common thread, certainly on this show, and I know elsewhere. What can the people listening in the nooks and crannies out there across America who are hearing you, what can they do with the holidays coming up and in their own neighborhoods?
Well, as there are just thousands of military families throughout the United States living in civilian communities. Not everyone lives on base, particularly National Guard and Reserve families who don't live on or even near a military installation, so they don't have that military community support. And there's also a lot of active duty families who don't live on base. So I think civilians could help by just connecting with us, just getting to know us mostly. I think that one of the big challenges for the military community that I see, particularly as the military is shrinking, is the disconnect between military and civilian citizens. And a large part of our nation's foreign policy is carried out by a small percentage of our population, the U.S. military. So I think an important component of understanding U.S. foreign policy decisions is to understand how those decisions affect military members and their families, and to understand the culture of military life. So it's one thing to know those things on the news, but to put a face on those and to get to know a military family who's in your neighborhood, if you just reach out, ask them to come over and sit down, have dinner, have coffee, hear their stories, tell them your story. That's how, going back to that again, that's how we connect, is by knowing one another's stories, by putting a face on the military family, that we're not just people you see on the news when there's a story about Iraq or somewhere. It's real people and real families living in your neighborhood. So get to know them, connect with them, with their stories.
Yeah. For your husband, is he on duty now? He's an active duty airman. Is he stationed somewhere? Yeah.
Yes, we are stationed at Scott Air Force Base in Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Wow. How about that? And I'm sure that's a great community.
It is. It is. And it's a very strong, welcoming community to the military. So we do have strong civilian connections with our neighbors here. And so that's really a good thing.
All right. So the book is called Stories Around the Table, Laughter, Wisdom, and Strength in Military Life. If anybody wants to get a copy of that, they can get it, I'm assuming, on Amazon, right?
If they can go to storiesaroundthetable.com, that will give them more information about each of the authors and more of their stories and also where to get the book.
Awesome. Terry, thanks so much. Thank you so much.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up. Yeah. Your daddy don't know what your mama's gonna do tonight.
Not surprisingly, the mailbox is full. You find your way to AmericaTonight.net, and over the weekend and into Monday, lots of thoughts on the upcoming election. So let's head there now.
You have mail, mistress.
Thanks. Here's the first one from Bob, listening to us in Austin. He says, hey, Kate, you know my buddy Jake. He's been telling me about the show. I started listening. And I like the cross section. I also love how you put out the welcome mat for the Dems, the Republicans, and all the people in between. I bet most of us fall in the in-between category. It's easy not to like a lot about what's happening in Washington, D.C. I have to say, these midterm elections, though, are kind of intriguing, partly because of some of the issues that are on the ballot. I think in your last show you mentioned a few of them, pot, heavy. I don't get it. Just legalize marijuana across the board. Half the cops say it would be a smart thing to do. And why not do it? Perhaps it just some of the cartel they're doing, like pumping think. Well, here's the thing. The harder stuff is still coming this way anyway, no matter what. Law enforcement, because we've had a lot of police officers, a former chief of police in Los Angeles told us that there was no question, just legalize marijuana. But we've also had healthcare folks, I mean, rehab folks specifically, at some of the top country, and they pretty much agree across the board that it's a gateway drug. So what does that mean? Does it mean that if you legalize up to other things, or is that just painting a broad stroke? And that's a convenient thing to say and to dump everybody into that. There are some that are voting on legalizing marijuana, like Oregon. What are they going to say to that? Even readily available in all states is being voted on, too. And somebody the other day, they thought it was inevitable that, hey, period, end of story, let's face it. But I'm not so sure, because there still is enough opposition that will it someday be across the board? Maybe. But that someday might not be here as soon as you think it will be. Could be over the horizon for states. I mean, it's a state's deal now, and really, they don't want to touch it. They don't want this to go all the way up to the Supremes and bounce around there. We've seen that with medical marijuana, but I bet you it ends up in that direction. It's interesting, isn't it? I think it's one of the more interesting things that are being talked about, because Colorado is raking in serious dough. And with states that are struggling and cities that are struggling, marijuana was legalized, how much money would the weed bring into the capital? Let's put it that way. Facilities and the great state of Texas. I think Texas will be one of the last holdouts, even though lots of people disagree and say, oh, no, there is still a strong Democratic vote. I think it's one of the last ones to flip. I really, really do. Here's one from Pennsylvania. Yo, Kate, do you miss Pennsylvania? One time I tuned in, you were talking about Wawa coffee. I can't believe they don't have it where you are. It's going to be one of those Wawa nights in many of the states that are in play for the swing in the Senate. I'm one of those in-between Democrat. I really study up on the issues, and I pick the person I like. I don't want anyone telling me who to pick. In some ways, I lean conservative. In other ways, I probably lean way more liberal. Maybe I'm an oddball. I don't know. I think we're going to see kind of mixed results and not as many Republicans in as initially predicted, but it will be a fight to the bitter end for those 6 seats. All right, I love predictions. A fight to the bitter end for the 6. Yeah, when you say bitter end, because if it's too close, maybe runoff, who knows? We've got a lot of states in play, North Carolina and Kentucky. Colorado's in play. Louisiana's in play. And, you know, there are other offices, too, that are interesting. But if we're just strictly talking about the Senate, to me, that's the most intriguing thing because of what it means. Because of what it means for our democracy, that we'd have both chambers that would be Republican. And really the tea leaves are headed in the direction of the GOP, unless more people go out to vote that are Democrats. I mean, Landrieu's probably going to lose her seat in Louisiana. I think that's one of the layup. I shouldn't say it's a layup race, but it feels like it's going to swing in the other direction. And so now there's lots of polls, lots of last minute things that are happening. And many of you are commenting on them. So here's another one. This one from Eileen, who says, Kate, I don't know if you remember me, but I've emailed the show before. It has been quite some time. I think when we count the votes at the end, we're going to find that the balance of power has shifted in the direction of the Republicans. And part of that is because the Democrats are saddled with Obamacare and people are not satisfied with what they're paying and what the ceiling is. And part of that is economics, too. I think the Democrats pay the price for that. And in the hot races, Arkansas is one of them. So is Colorado. So is Iowa. So is Louisiana, as I think you've mentioned many times. And there are some others, too, where it's maybe a little bit too close to call. New Hampshire will be an interesting one. Who do you think wins there? I would have said Jeanine Shaheen originally, but now Scott Brown has really picked up some steam, and Scott Brown is saying the right things when he's out there and when he's debated Shaheen. I think Scott Brown wins it just by a little bit. There'll be enough of a push for him that he climbs up over the top, and I don't think there's any runoff there. But I think it's another one of those close votes. And I guess that's what makes the midterms elections interesting this time around, is the fact that we can sit here and predict, but I think some of them are really, really not predictable. I mean, let's put it that way if I'm looking in my crystal ball. How about this? This one from Tennessee, who says, Kate, I'm enjoying America tonight. I know a lot of the focus has been on the elections, but you may have happened to see this. Did you see the thing about the Jerusalem case that went to the Supreme Court? In fact, I think you mentioned it. Yeah, I did mention it, the Supreme Court deal. They heard for an hour the oral arguments, and it was over and I think this has to be what you're talking about, the wording of passports for Americans born in Jerusalem, because, as one of the justices said, it's just a tinderbox. They were, as described, pretty much intensely engaged in arguments in the lawsuit filed by the parents of Menachem Zitarovsky, an American who was born in Jerusalem in 2002 and wants his place of birth to be listed as Israel in his passport. So because of what's going on with the Israelis and Palestinians, it's an interesting time for this to be in front of the Supremes. It's been batted around for a while now. You know, it's been pushed by really both parties to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And the policy has been that the city's status should be resolved through negotiations between the parties. Well, good luck with that. So this kind of challenges that, okay, we can't wait, and what's this kid's passport going to read? And even Scalia said it's not recognition, it's just an effect on the State Department's desire to make nice with the Palestinians. Elena Kagan, another justice, said that with the rising tensions over the Jerusalem religious site, the Jews call the Temple Mount and Muslims refer to as Noble Sanctuary. Right now, Jerusalem is, that's where the tinderbox comes from, is a tinderbox because of the status of an access to a particular holy site. And that's true. And when you have a divided court, who ultimately gets the biggest say? A lot of times it's Justice Kennedy, and he may hold the controlling vote on this one. Wonder what they'll say, if they'll go with the family or they'll relent and say, let's let them work it out. I think they're going to say, let them work it out. Stay with us. Numbers next. We can count.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, there's cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, quickly, we scurry to Week in Count. Before we hit the top of the hour, if you want to throw your two cents in about the elections, you can. 855-266-5283. How about this gunman at large after one person was shot at Delaware State University at a residence hall off campus? The Dover police captain, Mark Hoffman, said that investigators believe the crime is isolated. The Dover campus was initially placed on lockdown, but they lifted the lockdown around 8 p.m. The unidentified victim was taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, thank goodness. The spokesperson for the campus said the shooting took place sometime after 4 p.m. at what they call the Living and Learning Commons. And the residence, which is interesting, in Dover, I've actually seen it, used to be a Sheraton Hotel. But what was that about? Who knows? Good news is more people weren't hurt, and just the one person was wounded this time around. Of course, for that one person, it's pretty awful. This is great news. How about some happy news? How about 1 million reasons to be happy? This fundraising effort for an 8-year-old California boy about $1 million in sales of a self-published book for his friend with a rare disease. Dylan Siegel wrote the book Chocolate Bar about a boy who dreams that his words and pictures help find a cure for his best friend's illness and change the world. The book was published in 2012. It's raised almost $1 million. According to the book's website, Chocolate Bar means awesome to Siegel. Siegel's friend, Jonah Prazarian, has a rare liver condition. He was diagnosed at 6 months and his body is unable to digest sugars. So he's doing everything he can to help his buddy. That is sweet. This was a self-published book. How about that? And the donations go to the University of Florida, where they're doing research on this rare disease. You might have missed this, or you know, you might have actually seen something on it. But 29-year-old brain cancer patient, just a beautiful young woman, Brittany Maynard, who moved to Oregon because they have the Death with Dignity Act, which allows people to choose to die using medication, died over the weekend, took her life. She was diagnosed with a progressive brain tumor. The average life expectancy is 14 months. She took lethal drugs prescribed by a doctor on Saturday. She was surrounded by her family. She had just been married a year when she was diagnosed with that brain cancer, and the entire family and anybody else that could moved so they could be around her while all these things were happening. Oregon was the first state to make it legal for a doctor to prescribe a life-ending drug to a terminally ill patient of sound mind who makes the request. The patient must swallow the drug without help. It is illegal for a doctor to administer it. That's what the catch is. More than 750 people, if you're curious, in Oregon used the law to die as of December 31st, 2013. The median age of those people is 71. Only six were younger than 35. Four other states, Washington, Montana, Vermont, and New Mexico, allow patients to seek aid in dying. But the key thing is nobody can help them take the drugs. Nobody can help them take the drugs. All right, if you want to pop in your 2 cents, you can, 855-266-5283. How about Mark in Washington? Hello, Mark.
Yeah, Kate, you like playing nail the score, right?
Yeah.
I would like you to nail the Republican-Democrat Senate numbers. What is your prediction?
You know, interesting. I think that there is going to be a Republican wave because I'll start with Landrieu. I've said the reason why. So I think when it comes down to it, I think that the Republicans end up with 55 seats. And I think
God, Kate, that is the bravest, gutsiest prediction I've heard anybody make. Isn't that the maximum?
Maximum. Yeah.
You think it's going to go maximum? Gallagher, I don't know if you know who Gallagher is, predicted 54-46. But, you know, some of the chickens like, on Fox, I'm trying to think, Hannity, he said 51-52 or 53. Oh, come on. That's not even a guess. But 55, you know what? That would be amazing.
Well, I think the numbers, I keep saying it's too close, and it is very close. So they you know, going out on that limb, you're right. It could swing in the other direction, but it feels like the Republicans do have that wave going for them with the economy and the frustrations.
You know, I think people who are undecided, when they get to the polls, if they're undecided at the last minute, they're going to say, okay, am I happy with the way things are? Am I happy with the president? The answer is no. And the Democrats are getting exactly what they have coming. And I'm not Republican or Democrat, but we need that majority. So now we can have the House and the Senate produce a bill, and then if the Keystone Pipeline is passed by both of them and Obama refuses to sign it, that he's going to be no longer be able to hide behind Harry Reid, and who blocks all these bills. And he's going to be exposed for what he is, and he's going to become even less popular than he is now. That's my take.
Yeah, well, and here we are at the tail end of this presidency, and the Keystone Pipeline is a great example because I understand what some people's fears were, but I also know and looked at a lot of those studies because they're there for people to see. And the studies were very thorough, and we already have pipelines running around all over the place underneath us that are not secure. And I don't understand, especially when they rerouted around Nebraska, why there was such a big block there.
Well, I can tell you this. In my belief, the railroad cars are less secure than the pipeline. Some
yeah.
of those are thin cars. They're trying to pump them out on my West Coast, little tiny itsy-bitsy port here in Washington. And we are on fill, and we are earthquake risk, and liquefaction is going to sink $1 million tank. So this is not a great option, and so a pipeline would cure a lot of that. Now, I'm going to go slightly lighter side before you hang up on me. I'm going to test your English skills. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Which is correct? Egg yolks is white or egg yolks are white?
Are.
Kate, they're yellow. I'm really sorry.
You jokester. I heard that joke before from somebody. Someone in Texas. That's good.
You know what? So many people missed that. Okay.
It's good. I like
caller.
It.
Okay.
I love it. Thanks, Mark. That's very funny. I did hear that from somebody. Who was it? It was actually a speaker. And he had that down on a piece of paper. He had a couple of different things similar to that. And it's the thing that you miss, right? That's pretty funny if anybody wants to steal it. Oh, my. So will the Republicans, some people say the Republicans would be stealing the midterm elections in the Senate seats. There's no question that in this battle, it comes down to six or five key spots, and I think that once somebody gets in a booth, they can change their mind, and there are some people on the cut line. What happens to the people that are in the cut line? We've had a few people on to talk about millennials, and they seem to think that the millennials could go because of the economy the way of the Republicans, but I say it depends on the state, and look at the states in play, and that's why you get a higher number. The states in play are states that it's not necessarily ridiculously dramatic that they would go the way of the Republicans instead of the Democrats. Thanks for listening.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.